Beach. And Jim.
And so unlike Daniel, who is really great at translating into Mandarin, I can't. So I apologize. But we've got our brother Jim. So thank you, Jim.
感谢上帝能为方牧师来翻译。
Okay. Now let me just get my stuff ready, and I cannot figure out why. As always, as we come into this time and we come around God's word, can I encourage you to get your Bibles, either on your iPad or your phone or your physical Bible, and have it open with you to the book of Proverbs.
在这个时候，当我们开始的时候，我们鼓励大家用你的圣经或者所有的能够找的 iPad 或者手机，所以你可以找到圣经的，跟我一起来看到箴言这本书。Thank
you. For us today as a church, it is a day to honor all the faithful mothers within our church family, and to thank the Lord for each and every one of them.
作为教会，我们今天一起来纪念我们的忠诚的母亲，在这里来庆祝他们。All
of us have a mother, whether you know her or not.
我们每个人都有个母亲，不管你对她知道的很深刻，或者只是一点点，或者没认识，不知道她。
And if you have been blessed with a godly and faithful mother, it is and always will be, or it should be, a point of gratitude and thanks to God for such a gift.
我们应该向上帝献上感恩，如果他给了一位忠诚的、虔诚的母亲。
You see, we need to give thanks. But you know, in the commandments that God gave us, God is extremely passionate about the family.
你知道我们在上帝的话语当中给我们命令，就是非常的热忱，对我们家庭非常的重视。And
there are at least, well, you can go and think about it, how many commandments there are specifically about the family.
你可以去想一想，在圣经里面有多少个诫命是专门针对家庭来讲的。
But there is one commandment that has a promise attached to it.
那里有一个应许，只有一个应许带着应许的诫命在那里面。
And this is found in, it is the one that says, honor your father and mother.
那就是说孝敬你的父母。
Remember that this is a commandment of the Lord your God.
你要纪念这是上帝给你的诫命。
And if you do so, you shall have a long and prosperous life in the land he is giving you.
如果你这样做的话，你就会有个长久的受祝福的，在你所应许的地上面。
So honor your father and your mother.
所以孝敬的父亲和母亲。
Today we will honor our mothers.
今天我们要尊敬我们的母亲。
And today we will look at a mother's wise counsel to her child.
我们今天要看看母亲的对她儿子的、对她孩子的忠实的忠告。
Which is part of our present series entitled Living Wisely Today.
这就是我们在一系列的讲道里面的明智的生活的当中的一个部分。
Solomon, who wrote the book of Proverbs,
所罗门写的《箴言》这本书，
wrote three books basically on wisdom and living wisely today.
所罗门实际上写了三本书，就叫我们怎样明智的在过每天的生活。
And very quickly,
我很快的给大家讲一下。
This gives you a brief overview.
这是给大家一个整体的概念。
And to challenge you to do this in your own time as part of your devotion.
就挑战大家在自己灵修的时候去 学习这三本书
is to learn God's way，
那就是去学习上帝的道
to live God's way，
去活出上帝的道
to love God's way，
去爱神的道
and finally to keep to God's way，
然后去持守上帝的道。
So for today，
那今天呢？
Let us learn and look at a mother'sCounsel to her child. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31.
那今天呢，我们来学习一个母亲对儿子的忠告。那我们一起转到箴言书的第三十一章。
It is the teaching of King Lemuel.
这是一个利木伊勒王所做的。
And this chapter starts with the words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him.
这个书是开始的是讲这个伊勒伊勒姆勒伊勒伊姆，这个叫什么？伊勒姆很难发音。这个伊勒姆王他的母亲给他的教导，给他的忠告。
As that one says at the top, the teaching of King Lemuel's mother.
在这前面呢，他就讲说是王关于这个王给他母亲给他的教导。
We don't know much about this guy.
我们对这个王知道的不是很多。
Except that he liked poetry.
除开他喜欢写诗。
That he was a king.
他作为一个王。
He was possibly young.
他可能很年轻。
And his name meant for God or devoted to God.
他的名字是意味着说把他自己献给上帝或者是为了上帝，他这个名字这个意思。
There's much speculation as to who he was because there's no record of such a king in Israel or Judah.
因为在以色列或者犹大的历史当中没有找到这关于这个王的名字，所以很多人猜测这个王到底是谁。
So in other words, it's actually not about Lemuel.
所以就另外一个话说就不是这个人作者不是很重要。
But he tells us he had a mom who gave him wise advice.
但他重要的是他在这里告诉我们他的母亲给他的忠告，很智慧的忠告。
And I want you to look in your Bible and see how she addresses her son.
我让你看到转到你的圣经看看他的母亲怎样称呼他的儿子。
How she addresses her child.
他怎样称给他的儿子，要强调他的儿子。
She says, if you like, and this is me paraphrasing here.
这是我在这里给大家所找出来的这句话。
You are my son born out of my womb, my son who came out of the vow that I made with my husband.
哦、oh, ，你是我的儿子啊，我的儿子，你是从我母腹当中生出来的，你是我跟我丈夫的誓言当中所生出来的儿子。
The son who came out of a covenant relationship, the son of my love, hear my heart, hear my words for you.
我这个儿子是从我跟我丈夫所立的盟约当中所生出来的儿子，是我心里头所亲爱的，是我要给你听我内心的给你的忠告。
There is such intimacy there in the words she uses.
在这里面她是用的非常亲密的非常亲近的关系当中她所使用的语言。
But it was not just words.
但不仅仅是她的话语。
It wasAn inspired utterance from the word, for that's what an oracle means.
所以，但这个话语呢，他母亲教导他的话语，不仅仅是话语，而是从上帝来的那边给他的启示，成为一个箴言来记录下来。
It was prophetic.
那是好像先知预言的那种语言。
And this was what caused Lemuel to write down her words for posterity, for you and for me.
这就是为什么伊勒利木伊勒王把他写下来并且传送给我们这些人。
There are two parts to her advice.
在这个母亲的忠告当中有两个部分。
The first part is found in Proverbs verses 3 to 9.
第一个部分是从箴言的三十一章的第三节到第九节。
And men, before you relax,
男士们，当你要休息下来的时候，
this part is for you.
男士们，这一部分是为你所写的。
Mothers don't relax either.
母亲，你也不要觉得很享受。
Because the advice is also applicable to you.
因为这个忠告呢，对你来讲也是非常的重要。
And it's basically called focus not on your self-gratification, but on your responsibility.
这里面的最重要就是说，你所重视的、关注的，并不是你自我的满足，满足你自己，而是重视在你的责任上面。
She talks of five areas.
她讲到五个方面。
First, there are two stayaways.
有两个部分，除两个部分是你要远离 那些事情。
Stay away from sexual immorality.
要远离不道德的性行为。
Stay away from alcohol.
要远离酒精。
And from anything that will dull your judgment, affect your senses or your thought or clarity.
远离那些会使你的判断力感到迟钝，或者你的感官和思维和思路都能够不清晰的那些事物。
But the good thing is, it's not just stay away.
但好的事情是，不仅仅是远离他们。
She then says, give your life to help others who are being hurting.
但是他还说，你要贡献、奉献出你的生命去帮助那些受伤害的人。
And then she says, speak for those who cannot speak for themselves.
也为那些不会、不能够替自己说话的人，替他们说话，为他们伸张正义。
And the last advice she gives in this section is stand by those who are oppressed, defend the rights of the afflicted and the needy.
那最后一点，他就说，你要为那些站在被压迫者的那一边，捍卫那些受难者和被害者的那苦难者的权利。
She tells her son that these are the things he needs to address first in his life.
他对他的儿子说，你要先把这些事情处理清楚了。
Don't even think of marriage.
在这些事情处理之前，你不要想
着结婚。Stop looking for that girl, guys.
停止去看那些
girls,
去找那些女孩或者女孩看到那些。
Girls, stop looking for that boy.
女孩也停止去找那些男孩，先停止。
Why is she telling her child this? This was a wise woman, by the way. Why is she telling her child this?
为什么这个很有智慧的母亲告诉她的孩子？为什么呢？
Because she is wise and she knows that it starts with not.Who we choose, but it starts with who we are.
因为他是非常的聪明，他明白说，一个好的婚姻呢，从起初的开始，并不是我们选了谁，而是我们是谁才开始这个婚姻。
You see, a marriage is only as healthy as the two people in it.
你看呢，我们婚姻的健康是取决于。在婚姻里面的两个人
，It's about a word called character, or character.
是关于这个词，关于人的品格。
It is not about your accomplishments.
那并不是因为你的才艺或者你的那些造就得到多少。
It's not about how educated you are.
并不是你受到了什么样的教育。
It's not about how handsome you are.
也并不是你长得多英俊。
Guys, it's not about how buff you are and whether you've got a six pack or not.
男孩子们并不是因为你长得多英俊，你的有多少块腹肌在那边。
I know Daniel might have, but a six pack, that is.
六块，应该是。
Okay. You see.It's really not about those things because God does not look on what you look like outside. He looks upon your heart.
你知道这不是 这些东西，因为上帝重视的是你的内在的生命，而不是外在的这些外表的东西。
You see, the mother knows that her child, be it a daughter or a son, this case specifically a son, needs to be a person of character.
你知道，作为一个母亲，她知道她的儿子，特别她的儿子作为一个王，她知道她的品格应该是什么样的。
There is a nobility of character that is involved.
那不是没有什么其他的东西来参与到这里面的。
Because we need to live for a purpose beyond our own pleasure, and to this ultimately means a sense of responsibility in each and every one of us.
因为我们要透过我们自己的所追求的，要看到我们所应当负的责任，我们所应该做的事情，所需要的品格。
To be responsible is to be human, for you are put on charge of this earth as children of God.
我们作为一个神的儿子，在这个地上，我们要负起我们应当负的责任。
9 short verses.
有一个这九个短短的经节。
But the verses that cover a whole lot of life.
这些经节里面已经覆盖了生活当中、生命当中的许许多多的事情。
9. And then the mother moves on.
然后母亲就继续的下去。
To dealing with one other critical area of life.
就处理生命当中一个最重要的一个问题。
It is the choice of a wife.
你怎样拣选一个妻子？
And she says here, an excellent wife who can find.
她在这里发出一个问题，一个贤惠的妻子，谁可以找得到呢？
You know,What does an excellent wife look like?
你知道这个贤惠的妻子像什么样子的？
Maybe it looks like the person sitting next to some of you husbands.
可能就是坐在你丈夫旁边的这些女人，就是你的贤惠的妻子。
Here in the book of Proverbs, there are 22 verses that she talks about.
这个在这里面，这个箴言书里面有22经节来讲关于这个女人。
Think about it, 9 verses, 5 aspects, now 22 verses on one subject.
你们想想，用九个经节来概括整个生命，但用22经节只讲一个事情。
22 verses that cover 6 characteristics.
这22经节涵盖了六个部分。
Her character as a wife.
她作为一个妻子的品格是什么样子
？Her devotion as a homemaker.
作为一个家庭主妇，她的奉献。
Her influence as a teacher.
作为老师的影响力。
Her devotion as a mother. Her devotion and wisdom as a mother.
那作为母亲的智慧和奉献
，Her generosity as a neighbor，
她的慷慨对她的邻居来说
，And her effectiveness as a trader or entrepreneur，
她是一个很有效率的商人。
I don't know about you, but I look at this and I go, "Whoa, this is some woman."
当我不知道你觉得怎么样，当我看着这个。描述的时候说，哦，这什么样的女人
？Mothers or wives, I hope you're not feeling inadequate at this time.
啊，母亲们，我看你，希望你看到这些描述的时候，你不要觉得你自己真的很低落。
That's why it's put as a question.
这就是一个为什么会在那边那里一个成长的过程。
Such a woman.Who can find?
所以在这里面一个问题是，这样的女人谁可以找得到
？Boys, at this point you give up, right? No, you.
啊，男孩们，你在这个时候你是觉得放弃掉了，按照这个条件找不到的。
That's why when you find her, Scripture says she's far above jewels.
所以当你找到这样的女人的时候，她远远她的价值远远胜过珠宝。
She is.Excellent.
她是非常的优秀。
She is excellent.
她是那样的优秀。
It is not easy finding such a woman.
那很不容易找到这样的女人。
It requires much prayer and wisdom.
这个需要很多的智慧，也需要很多的祷告。
That is why it is a gift from God.
这就是为什么这样的女子是从上帝那边来的礼物。
That's why it's described as a blessing from God.
这就是为什么圣经的描述是上帝给你的祝福。
Ladies, mothers, do you realize that you are a blessing from the Lord?
女士们，母亲们，你有没有发现到你自己是上帝从上帝那边来的祝福给你的丈夫呢？
Husbands, children, do you realize that your wife, your mother is a gift and a blessing from God?
做丈夫的，做孩子的，你们有没有意识到你的妻子，你的母亲是从上帝那边恩赐给你的礼物呢？
You see, husbands,
你看那些丈夫们，
She's a gift, you don't deserve it.
她是上帝所给你的，你说配不配得的礼物。
And all the wives are hugging their husbands and patting them and nudging them at this point.
那所有的太太这时候赶紧捅捅你的丈夫。
This woman is described as the ideal woman.
这里所描述的这个女人是一个我们理想的女人。
It's a mirror, if you like, for every Christian woman to aspire to.
如果说可以说的话，像一个镜子，是作为每一个基督徒的母亲的一个镜子。
Ladies, it is not an impossible dream.
女士们，是不可能你不去梦想你会达到。
It's not a bridge too far to aspire to this.
那并不是个很远的路程，很远的桥梁你要走的。
It is possible.
你是有可能达到这个描写的理想的母亲。
You can be a wise, understanding and prudent wife.
你可以是一个很聪明的，很理解的，达到这个理想的女人的。
So let us briefly look.
让我们稍微的看一下这里面的所讲的。
At three characteristics today.
我们看一下有三个方面来看。
Of this most excellent woman.
对这个非常优秀的女人，我们从三个方面来看。
From the aspect of a wife, a teacher, and a mother.
从一个妻子、一个母亲和一个教师这三个方面。来看。
So back into scripture, and it says in verse 11, the heart of a husband trusts her. In other words, this wife, this excellent woman, is trustworthy.
在圣经里面说，她的她丈夫的心里依靠她，信靠她。从另一个方面来说，就是她丈夫对她非常的信任。
The most important relationship in the home, beyond the relationship with God, is the relationship between husband and wife.
在一个家庭当中，除了跟上帝之间的关系以外，最重要的是丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
What is it that holds the relationship together?
有什么东西可以把两个关系紧密的相接在一起呢？
It's a word called
是因为
trust. Thank you very much.
是因为金子、金钱把两个人的关系可以紧密的连在一起吗？但是实际上，一个家庭当中是信任可以把两个人紧密的连在一起。
I know some of you are thinking it's love.
我想有个人回答是爱把两个人连在一起。
You see, it is trust because the husband trusts her.
你知道在这里面说那是一个信靠，因为她的丈夫信靠她。
He is at ease with her.
他跟她很容易的交流。
He knows he can go away with absolute confidence in his wife's integrity and her discernment and in her care for the home and the family.
他知道他可以完全的信靠他的妻子，能够对家庭负责，能够有很好的洞察力， 能够做看顾好家庭，并且是很正直的，所以她丈夫可以很放心的去做她的事情。
He knows that she shares and bears his burdens.
他知道他的妻子为他分担他的重担。
He knows that he is at rest because he knows that everything he has is safe with her.
他知道他可以把所有的一切的所有的一切东西都可以交托给他的太太，因为他可以信靠他。
He is not jealous or envious of what she does.
这个丈夫不会嫉妒或者因为嫉妒他的妻子所得到的一切。
I don't know about you, but I think that's an incredible relationship.
我不知道你觉得怎么样，但是我觉得这是非常好的关系。
You know, I read something. This is sorry, Jim. This is completely off track here. But I read something in preparing for this, and it said that in those days when the husband went away, he locked up everything in the house,
你知道
so that the wife couldn't get at it.
你知道我在我准备这个信息的时候，我读了一些材料。他说，在有些日子，她的丈夫出远门的时候，他要把家里所有的一些东西都锁起来，不让他的妻子去触摸到他一些的东西。
So the equivalent nowadays is he takes away her credit cards, he takes away her money, he takes away her access to the internet and internet banking, and he just goes away for that period.
所以如果换到今天来说，就是那个丈夫出远门的时候，他就把他的信用卡、他的现金把他带走，并且限制这些网络的银行或者所有的一切，就是把所有的一切带走，就是不信任他太太。
But this husband trusts her.
但是这个丈夫信靠他的太太妻子。
Because Trust is the glue that holds everything together.
因为这个信任、信靠就是个粘贴剂，把整个家庭粘贴在一起。
And then he has no lack of gain.
所以他就从不缺少他的利益。
So the first characteristic of this woman, this wife, is she's trustworthy.
所以这个妻子的第一个品格就是她是。值得信靠，值得信任。
The second thing is that we read in verse 12 that she has an incredible character in her because she does him good.
如果我们第二个她的品格就是这个 女人的品格是非常的优秀，因为她所做的都是正直的。
This woman is like a steward in so many ways.
这个女人许多方面看起来像个管家。
She has a deep appreciation for the resources of the family.
她对家庭的这些所有的资源，她感到非常的感恩，并且珍惜。
She is frugal. She is wise.
她很节省，她很智慧，很有智慧。
She exercises discretion about using the resources available to her.
她很小心地使用他所拥有的资源来去用过家庭的生活。
Her actions are aimed at doing him good.
她所做的一切事，像做使她的丈夫得到最大的利益。
And doing him good not just on some days.
她为她丈夫利益的着想，并不只是一整一天两天的事情。
I don't know why Joe is suddenly looking twitchy here, but she does him good all the days of his life.
因为她的一生当中都是想做她丈夫的意思。
It literally means in good times as well as bad.
这字面的意思就是不管是顺境或者逆境。
In times of sickness as well in times of health,
不管是健康或者生病。
In times of plenty and in times of need,
不管是富足或者是贫穷。
She is literally consumed with her husband's best interests.
She, 她的一生都在想做她丈夫的最好的利益。
This woman, by the way, can you get this part? If you ever have this thought in your head, she's not a doormat.
你们在你的头脑有没有想过, 她并不是踩在地上的地毯。
Neither is she a baby machine.
或者并不是一个机器人在那边。
All right, she's a very strong woman.
这个女人是个非常的强的性格的女人。
I don't have time to go into it today, but there is a verse in this Proverbs that talks she has strength in her arms.
在圣经里面说她是非常坚强、非常强悍的女人。
Don't mess with her.
不要跟她去争吵。
Okay. Let's get back to what I'm trying to say here.
回来。
I've lost this. Okay, she builds him up, she builds trust, and she does not tear it down.
这个女人呢, 一直培养她丈夫的信心, 并不是把她丈夫脱下来, 脱垮她。
In a way, she's a protector of her husband as much as he is meant to be her protector.
从一个方面来讲, 她是 一直保守她的丈夫, 从另一个方面来讲呢, 丈夫也是保护她的人, 这彼此的保护。
I happen to be in a small group called Care Bears.
我在一个小组叫做 关怀 Care Bears, 小熊关怀小组。
I'm not the head of, I do not lead this small group, all right?
我不在小组, 我不是讲, 就是像小组像小熊。
And yes, we've had all the jokes about bears and cuddly bears and care bears, all right?
因为这是一个玩笑，关于熊啊、关怀的英文当中有些相似的意思。
But if I said to Pastor Kenny,
我对Kenny牧师讲,
when he was pulling my leg,
他告诉我说,
bears are nice and cuddly.
那熊的最大的好处就是能够拥抱,
except,
除开,
when you get them upset,
如果你不要使大熊愤怒的时候去拥抱你,
especially mother bears,
特别是母熊, 如果你得到愤怒母熊的拥抱你会是什么样?
So never get the mother bear angry, okay?
所以不要使那个母熊让她生气。
Okay, enough of bears.
这个熊的表现到这里。
That's the wife.
那是个妻子。
That's a wise wife who is got strength, trustworthy, and strength of character.
那就是个很有智慧、很聪明的妻子， 她有很好的品格， 并且很好的建立信任的关系。
If you still got your Bibles open, look at verses 25 and 26.
那我们看一看圣经的 这个31章的第25节跟第26节。
And let us look briefly at her influence as a teacher.
让我们在这里看到她作为一个教师，她的影响力是在哪里？
For those of you who are teachers, what is the most important characteristic of a teacher?
作为一些教师的话， 你觉得教师的最重要的品格是在哪里的？
I don't hear anything, but I put it to you, it starts with the letter C.
我开始用英文的时候是C开始的这个字母。
It starts with, again, character, because you do not start as a teacher from what you say, but rather who you are.
作为一个教师最重要的并不是你说的什么，而是你的品格，你是谁开始。
This woman has spiritual strength.
这个女人在属灵上、精神上非常的强壮。
She has that character that is consistent, strong, does not give in to temptation, is not indecisive, she's uncompromising, her beliefs are clear.
她有那种始终如一、很坚强、不屈服、诱惑，并且不优柔寡断、不妥协的这种品格在她生命当中。
So, strength and what's the second word?
所以她很坚强、强壮。那第二个词是什么？
Dignity.
还有一个庄严。
She not only has strength, but she has dignity. Dignity in the sense that she's not like other women.
他不仅仅强壮，他并且有庄严。这个庄严并不是跟其他的女人一样。
It's a strength in the character that is noble.
是因为在他的品格当中有一种力量，有一种高贵跟端庄的力量在他里面。
She is consistent in all she does and teaches.
所以他所做的和他所教的都是始终如一。
And that's why she smiles at the future.
所以他可以对着未来来微笑。
You know, if your teacher just stood there and smiled at you, you'd be wondering what's going on, right?
如果一个老师对着你微笑的话，你是觉得哦，这是什么问题？如果老师对你骂着你
，Because this is what character does in you.
因为这种品格在你生命当中所做的，你对未来总是微笑的。
You can smile at the future.Because you live in spiritual consistency and spiritual dignity.
你可以对着未来微笑，因为你活在你的属灵生命当中，并且你有着尊贵跟庄严在一起。
In other words, you live a godly life.
从另外角度来讲，用另外的话来说，就是你过这个敬虔的生活。
And then Lemuel's mother says, and when this woman, this most excellent woman, opens her mouth,She speaks in wisdom.
所以当这个女人，这个尊贵有智慧的女人，当她开口说话的时候，她说出智慧的语言。
And her family listens.
那她的家庭都听她的话。
Why do they listen?
为什么他们家庭会听这母亲的话呢？
They listen because of her character.
他们听她母亲的话是因为她母亲的品格。
Her character is her credibility.
她的品格是一种信任、信用。
And she teaches the teaching of kindness.
她在教导一种温柔，她带着温柔的教导。
The word here is hesed.
这 in Hebrew. 这是希伯来语里面说的这个话语是。
And it means loving kindness, grace and mercy.
它这意味着慈爱、恩典和怜悯。
You see, this most excellent woman teaches the things that are manifest in her character.
你知道这个女人所教导的是在她品格当中所彰显出来的，她教导给其他人。
And in doing so, she compliments her husband.
所以她这样做的时候，她跟她的丈夫合成一体。
You see, God has assigned roles for the husband and the wife.
你知道上帝把丈夫跟妻子两个有不同的任务在里面，有不同要做的事情。
As the husband of the family, I am concerned with godly principles, theology, and truth.
作为丈夫，我们的牧师他最关心的是，关于敬虔的生活、神学和真理等等。
Well, my good wife Carol is concerned about the nature matters of the heart.
那作为牧师的太太卡罗呢，她最关心人的内心的仁慈跟怜悯。
She's concerned about kindness, mercy, graciousness, gentleness, compassion.
她就更关心一种怜悯、慷慨、温柔、同情这些东西。
It is a wonderful balance. It is totally complementary.
这是完全的平衡，两个夫妻两个之间的一个互相的补充。
That's why in Proverbs 1 and Proverbs 6, for example, it says, Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teachings either.
所以在那个箴言里面，第一章第八节或者第六章二十节里面都说，我的儿，你要听你父亲的劝诲，不可离弃你母亲的话则。
Or it says it in chapter 6, Observe the commandments of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother.
或者在六章二十节里面说，我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
You know, you cannot have one without the other.
你知道这两边是平衡的，你不能说只要一边而不要了另外的一边。
Let's move.
那我们继续。
From teacher now to mother.
那我们现在继续一个母亲的角色来看。
Verses 28 and 29.
28节跟29节
In a way, this 28 and 29 are a summary of all the verses beforehand.
在这第二十八节、二十九节是总结了前面的所有的一切描述。
This woman,
这个女人,
she seeks no praise for herself because she selflessly takes care of the house. She does what she has to do, and she seeks no fame or recognition except for that of her husband.
这个女人她不为自己寻求别人的赞美，她只是寻求别人维护别人给她丈夫很好的生意，并且呢能够 无私的照顾其他的。
She ensures that her family is cared for.
她要确保她的家人得到照顾。
She has invested well in what matters.
她在很多重要的事情上投资了很多的事情。
She smiles at the future.
她对未来微笑。
And because she has sought no recognition and no fame and no acknowledgement for herself,
因为她不为自己寻求赞美，不为自己寻求别人说她怎么好。
The blessedness comes.
那神的祝福福气就临到她。
Her children rise up and bless her.
她的孩子站起来祝福她。
They recognize and acknowledge all that she has done for them.
他们承认他，被承认他为整个家庭所做的所有的一切。
They give thanks for her tender guidance, her wise counsel.
他们感谢他温柔的指导，并且很明智的建议。
Her loving discipline, her holy example.
他慈爱的纪律的训练，并且他呢圣洁的榜样。
Her hard work and her unselfish giving.
他辛勤的工作，他无私的付出。
They will never forget what she has done, even though you as moms may think they don't recognize it.
他们从来不会忘记掉他母亲所做的一切，虽然有时候你母亲好像感觉不到，他们可以感觉到。
And if you have invested in their lives as a mother, they will, your children will endeavor to raise their children as you have raised them.
如果你把你投入在你孩子的生命当中，同样的，你的孩子也会投入在他们的孩子生命当中。
So, moms, isn't that nice when your children, at some point or other, will rise up and bless you?
是啊，母亲们，你是觉得你会觉得非常的感到幸福，当你的孩子们站起来赞美你的时候。
What Lemuel's mother doesn't say is when they will do it, but they will.
虽然有时候你们他们。但你母亲说、哦、他们虽然没做，但是他们会做这些事情。
But not only will the children,
那不仅仅是孩子们，
The husband too will praise her.
他的丈夫也赞美他。
Okay. He praises her above all else.
他赞美他的妻子超过所有的一切。
In other words, he looks at his wife.
另外一个方向讲， 他看着他的太太说，
And the husbands are all looking everywhere except their wives at this point.
丈夫，你是都坐在妻子的旁边吗？
Okay, and he says, "Honey or darling, you're the best of the best."
那或者说，亲爱的，你是极品当中的极品，最好的。
Or however else you wish to say it.
我不管你怎么说，你是最好的。
Darling, sorry, I'm looking at you too, all right?
看到就是。
In other words, you're telling her she's top gun.
或者另外说你是最高级的，告诉你太太你是最高级。
All right. Husbands, can I say this? Because I struggle. I'm not very good at it.
丈夫，我们可以这样对你说吧，我也是在挣扎当中。
Learn to give your wife the honor and praise that she deserves.
你要学着怎样去赞美。去尊敬你的妻子，那是她应该得到的。
You know, many people have done this, but you excel them over them all.
虽然许多人这样做，但是你超过所有人的，你是最好的。
Now, perhaps you're wondering and sitting here and going, why do I need to do this? Why do I need to praise such a woman?
你或者是坐在这里说，为什么我要去赞美这些女人呢？
Because she's a woman who fears the Lord.
因为这个女人她敬畏神。
And you know what Scripture says, or Proverbs says?
你知道圣经的箴言里面说吗？
Even her works will give her praise in the gates.
即使她这个女人她所做的工作在城门口也受到别人的赞美。
So in other words, husbands and children, if you shut up and don't shut up,
他说另外一个你的丈夫或者孩子们
her works will become evident.
他的你他妻子的工作或母亲的工作要成为一个证据。
Okay, this woman is some woman.
这是女人是个特别的一个女人。
Now, maybe some of you are thinking a lot.And especially those of you husbands or young guys or young girls going, nah, this woman cannot exist. She is too good to be true, especially nowadays in today's culture.
那这些又或者你是做丈夫的这些男孩子或者年轻人来说，哦，这样的女人是不存在的，特别是在现今这个时代，没有这种女人存在的。
May I tell you that God's standard never changes?
但是我想告诉你的是，上帝的标准他从来不会改变。
And that every woman,
每个妇女
from the young ladies to the older,
从最年轻的到年长的
every wife and every mother,
每个妻子每个母亲
that needs to set this woman as the ideal and to ask God for the grace to pursue it.
这说明你需要把这个描述的这个女人成为你的目标理想的女人然后祈求上帝给你恩典去达到
Or perhaps you are thinking today that you don't know what my life's been like
或许你坐在那边在想你不知道我过的是什么样的生活
I've messed up
我曾经失败了
It's too late to change my situation
我现在太迟去改变我生活的环境。
I can't turn my situation around.
我不能使我的环境旋转过来。
It is too difficult.
那是太难了。
Can I say that nothing is too difficult for God?
让我告诉你，在神你眼中没有做不到的事情。
Can I say that God can set you in the right direction if you want to?
我可以告诉你，上帝可以把你一个最好正确的方向，如果你想要的话。
It is never too late to change.
从来不会太迟去改变。
For nothing,
从无。
Nothing is too difficult for God.
因为没有任何事情对上帝来说是太难的。
You see, you never know what the Lord can do in your life.
你知道，你从来不会知道上帝可以在你的生命当中成就什么。
Sometimes you may never see the difference for a few generations.
你说你可以可能会看不到在几个世代当中有什么的不一样。
But if you are faithful,
但是如果你很忠诚的对上帝
，God can take your faithfulness and your heart.
上帝可以带着你的，用你的忠诚，用你的心。
Your desire to change.
你要改变的心愿。
And do something that you will never imagine.
来使用这些来做一些你所从来没有想象到过的事情。
There's an example of that in Scripture.
在圣经里面有一个故事。
And I don't mean to go into it into great detail.
我就不走到很深入的讲到这个例子。
But it involves a lady called Louis.
但这里面
Lois.
Lois.
Who had a daughter called Eunice.
路德他经历个灾难。
And Eunice had a son called Timothy.
路德的他。乃阿米应该是他讲到路德的故事里面有一个他有一个孩子有两个儿子他到了外地去
Three generations
有三代人
But there was a Timothy at the end of this
但那个有提摩太
You do not know what God can do
你不知道上帝会做些什么在你生命当中
In your life as a mother
你生命做一个母亲
In your life as a teacher
在你的生命当中，你是一个教师。
You do not know.
你不知道。
You see, God is the God of new beginnings.
你知道上帝是个上帝利用一切的机会来帮助你。
And may this day,
在现在这个时代
the 14th of May, 2023,
在今天这五月十四号，二零二三年的五月十四号
this Mother's Day,
在今天这个母亲节的时候
be a day of new beginnings for you.
让今天成为你一天生命当中新的开始。
If he has been speaking to you,
如果这些信息是对你讲的话，
May I encourage you to ask him into your life?
让我来鼓励你，要求神进入你的生命。
To take control of your situation,
让神控制你生命当中的一切的环境。
And to begin living anew.
从开始一个重新的新的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
Your word is such a clear, practical, and helpful description of what you have always intended.
你的话对你来说是非常清晰非常明了的对你一直以来的意图能够很清晰的描述出来
Lord we thank you for your Holy Spirit who grants us understanding of your word
主啊我们感谢你的圣灵让我们明白你的话语
and points us back to your Son Jesus Christ
用你的话语来指向你的儿子耶稣基督
Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit this day
主啊，我祷告你的圣灵
overshadow and strengthen the women in our midst
笼罩在我们中间的女性并且看顾她们
that they will set this description of this most excellent woman as their goal and aspire to it
帮助她们把这个所描述的这些很优秀的这女子这个被所描述出来是一些把让他们当成生命当中的理想跟目标来追求。
Father, we pray that you will raise up such godly women by your Holy Spirit's empowering through the work of your word in their lives.
天父，我们祷告你，通过你圣灵在他们生命的工作，使用你的话语，使他们能够建立起来，成为这个优秀的女子。
Father, may it be a deep work in each and everyone's life, Lord.
天父，愿你的圣灵、你的话语在每个人的生命当中做一个很深入的工作。
From the young men to the young women to the older men to the older women.
从年轻的男孩、女孩直到年长的男士、女士。
Father, may your blessing be upon each and everyone this day.
天父，愿你的祝福降落在每一个人的身上。
As we depart from this place,
当我们在这里分开离开的时候
，In Jesus Christ's name，
在主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.